Have you ever received emergency roadside assistance? My name is Jordan. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hello, are you speaking English?
Yes, sir.
Can you speak a little louder, please?
Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes. I need a car towed to the repair shop.
Okay, and are you currently in a safe location or a safe area?
No, I'm not in that location. This car is kind of in the residential area because it needs to tow to the shop for repair.
Okay, and can you please provide me with your first and last name?
Yes, Andrew Luke, A-N-D-R-E-W, last name L-U-C.
And can you please provide me with a good callback phone number just in case the phone line is disconnected?
Yeah, 224-303-8579.
And again, that's 224-303-8579.
Yep.
Okay, and would you like to receive text messages for once I'm able to secure someone? It would provide you with their name and estimated time of arrival.
Can I keep them later, or I have to do now?
It would be if you want to opt in now, but it'll come to your phone after we call the tow companies.
Okay. I think probably it's better I call later. This car needs to be towed on the location. I can give you the address.
Okay. And
I want to make sure that, yeah.
And did you want to receive the text messages or you do not?
Yeah, I can. Why don't you type my daughter's phone number? Let me give it to you. Okay.
Yes,
just
sir.
Hang on a second. Let me give my daughter phone number. Yeah, wait a second, okay. My daughter phone number should be, let me make sure I give it the correct phone number. Okay, wait a second, okay. Should be 224-426-8766.
And again, that's 224-426-8766.
Yes. But can you check, make sure I have a towing policy? Is that a way you can double check?
Yes, sir. And message and data rates may apply for the text message. And may I please have your policy number and the last six of your vehicle's VIN number?
Yes. ILAP00000, which is 50, okay? 50. And then 24246.
Okay, and what's the last six of your vehicle's VIN number?
Okay, let me read that to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It should be 118915.
Okay, and what's the year, make, model, and color of the vehicle that you need assistance with?
I think it looked like a kind of golden brown color, or golden or beige, golden brown color, probably better. It's a 1999 Sienna.
Okay, and what's wrong with your vehicle?
I mean, the battery's dead. Need to be drive to the shop for replacing the alternator.
Okay, alternator.
Yeah, alternator is dead. This is bad, you know. Yep.
And is your vehicle currently in a parking garage or is it in an open area?
I don't know yet, but it's my daughter's car. I think probably on the driveway.
And you said it may, it's in an open area? You said the driveway?
Yeah, in the driveway.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a car, my daughter. You know, I don't have a car. I need to ask her, but I think it's in the driveway, you know, location.
Okay, and have there been any type of modifications
they can,
to that?
No, nothing modified. But what I'm saying is, we might charge the car. I will ask someone to charge the car, you know, to drive out of the driveway, maybe to the street area, something like that. It can drive a little bit, but cannot drive long, and not drive too long because the battery is going to die. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They can, you know, they can charge it a little bit and it drive to the outside of the street so someone can see it and tow it to the area. I will give them the location, you know, the shop location.
And can the vehicle go
into
neutral?
Now, you see that this... I'm sorry?
Can the vehicle go into neutral?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Nothing wrong with the engine. Just something wrong with the battery that's caused by the defective alternator.
And do you know if it's a four-wheel drive or a standard two-wheel drive?
This one is a front-wheel drive, I believe. Very, very, you know, old car. It's a front-wheel drive.
Okay, and do you consider the vehicle to be an antique vehicle?
No.
And is this service the result of an accident?
No.
And will someone be with the vehicle when they go to pick it up, or will it be unattended?
Oh, someone will be there, basically in the house, in the proximity around the house.
Okay. And as of right now, due to the COVID... As of right now, due to the COVID-19, most of the service providers are not allowing passengers to ride along with them. So if needed, would she be able to secure her own transportation?
No, we don't need someone in there. All I need to give them the repair shop address. No one need to be in the towing truck. No one.
Okay.
And all I need to give the person the address to tow the car to the repair shop. That's all.
Okay. And did you want to have your number on there for contact or leave your daughter's number for contact?
My daughter. Did I give you her number?
Yes, sir. It's 224.
Did I give you her number?
224-426-8766.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the address for where the vehicle is currently located at?
Okay, but before I give it to you, when will they be able to go there?
Well, they do same-day service, but we don't have a time frame until we get the addresses and we call the tow companies and they give us their time frame for it.
Okay, let me give you the address. I'll give you the address. The address is 72 Colonial Hill Drive. The town called the CREVE. And then let me spell it, COEUR. COEUR, by Robert. So Cliff Call, which is the town name. You get it?
You said 72 Colonial Hill Drive.
Cliff Call. CREVE. And then COEUR. Missouri, which is MO 63141.
Okay, and again, that's 72 Colonial Hills Drive. Creve Corps, Missouri, 63141.
Yep.
Okay, and what's the address for where you want to have the vehicle taken to?
Yeah, let me see. It seems like I got the shop that I really want you to talk to. the company, let me give you the company name. The company name called it BOBBS Dobbs. Okay. D is a David, O B B S Tire, T I R E, and Auto Center, Cliff Call. You know, Cliff, C-R-E-V-E, C-O-E-U-R, which is the town name, okay? The one I read you is a town name. So if you have a Dobbs Tire and Auto Center, they know where it is. And address, you need address, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 12981 Olive, which is O-L-I, V-E, Boulevard, which is a B-L-V-D, St. Louis, okay, S-T, Louis, M-O, which is Missouri, M-O, and 63141.
And again, that's 12981 Olive Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri, 63141?
Yes.
Okay, and are they aware of the vehicle's arrival today?
Yes, I would call them right away after I talk to you. I would tell them right away that we're going to tow the car to them, okay?
Okay, and have you already spoken to them prior to calling to have it towed there? Or you haven't spoken
yes,
to them?
Yes, I did. But I did. I talked to them, but I did not confirm. But they told me you can find a towing company. But if the person told them, make sure the dot, you know, the area the towing company is told to call the dot number 4, which is you know, they know what, if the tow company call them, D-O-B-B-S number 4, which is where the car going to tow into this repair shop, okay, called the Dobbs Tire and Auto Center. So Dobbs number 4 is the area where they put the car, you know, the get ready for repair. You understand, right?
Yes, sir. You said it's going to...
Dock number 4, D-O...
The dock number
Dobbs
4?
D-O-B-B-S number 4, yes. You know, the tow company need to know about this. But, of course, you know, they call them, right? Before they tow there, they call the company. The phone number is 314 of the company. 878-9191.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a service provider for you. Did you want to wait on hold while I secure someone, or did you want for me to, did you want to wait to receive the text message?
Can I add another text message phone number so you can text to me and my daughter?
It'll only let us send it to
one
number.
Can I add another number? Only one number? Go ahead to text my daughter. I'm going to make my daughter aware of that. And I'm going to inform the owner of this house, you know, where the car is. And I think the car is in probably either the driveway, like I said, somewhere in the driveway or the garage, either one. But this car is chargeable. You know, like the battery can be chargeable and drive out of the driveway, but cannot drive too long because the battery will die because the alternator is dead. I mean, they're basically defective. So the car is drivable, but let the people know, the towing company, the car is drivable, but need only to charge before the car can drive out of whatever the area they want to drive to near the tow truck. You see my point?
Yes,
it's not like completely not drivable, can be drivable after it charge, you know, the battery charge.
Yes, sir. And is there anything else I may do to assist you on today?
No. I appreciate make sure you talk, I will talk to my daughter and text my daughter anything that you need to know.
Okay.
Now, can I ask you this? Would it be today? Would it be happen today or can be happen today, right?
Yes, sir.
The towing? Okay. Okay. So anything else you need from me?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. All right, thank you. I will call back if I need to talk to you. What do you have, like some sort of confirmation number, reference number?
Yes, sir.
Of this call?
1058-9053.
Yes, sir. Is there a direct phone number I can call? Direct phone number you can give me?
No, sir. We don't have a direct extension for the for us.
Okay. So this toll is free, right? Because it's part of my policy. Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you confirm I have a towing assistance policy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome. And is there anything else I may do to assist you?
That's all, thank you. What's your name, may I ask? Is that okay to ask your name?
Jordan.
Jewel?
Jordan.
Oh, Jordan, your name is Jordan?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Jordan.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful day.
You too, bye-bye.